Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. And talking about transitions, we have the sad news of the resignation of their Secretary of Commerce and Economic Development, Sebastián Negrón Reixart. And I'm not sure whether it's 9 or 10 others of his management team that resigned with immediately because of a feeling not comfortable with things that had happened supposedly from Fortaleza. And everybody that I've so far listened to, and this is it's going to be developing, including the governor, extremely sad with that departure, because Young, very well prepared and has done an incredibly good job, both from a professional as well as from a personal point of view, in leading what is a critical aspect of our development, and eventually ends up in our well-being. As was not only was it going to set back, what is in store with into the pipeline of things that are taking place, and has done a really good job with the small businesses, with youth, and broken records in terms of grants given to youth entrepreneurs, and the whole nearshoring or reshoring of businesses in Puerto Rico, and has had tremendous success. And it's gonna hurt, not having that management go forward with what's taking place. But even worse, with giving the undertones or overtones, whatever you want to call it, of possible corruption and getting not respecting his role in the department. Is going to hurt, our reputation, and so, Bloomberg Business and organizations like this are also going to be reporting on this thing, and a lot of people who are thinking of Puerto Rico may be saying, what's happening. So, really sad to see that happening. That has. Dealing with Fomento, PRIDCO, Puerto Rico Industrial Development Company, the Economic Development Administration was about 60% of my legal career. That was what I mostly spent my time on, the clients, promoting them, helping them develop here once they're established and developing, and dealing with whatever issues they had to reduce their employment, or eventually have had to leave for business reasons. Just the whole plethora of things you have to do when a company coming in, from registering to do business to renting or owning, purchasing property, just overlooking all of that at McConnell Valdez. And so it's an organization, that department, that I feel, very, very close to, and reflect on how important it is for Puerto Rico. There's a couple of articles that kind of in line before, of course, this news. One of them was by Carlos Diaz Olivo, and it's on El Nuevo Día, the 25th of May. Necesitamos otro plan Chardón. We need another Chardón plan, and basically describing the back in the. In the 30s, mid-30s, Carlos Chardón led a commission on reporting on kind of a strategic plan for developing Puerto Rico that was basically a sugar industry, and went through all the different things that had been taken. And, of course, the first thing was to restructure our infrastructure, electricity and public utilities, and then to push for industrialization. I feel, looking back, and that we did too, emphasized too much, you know, the manufacturing and de-emphasized too much agriculture and tourism. We should have been more holistic, and we should continue to be much more holistic in terms of our development. But at that time, you know, it also involved agriculture and basically how that what took place and little by little was degraded. And so our infrastructure, energy, and now water has not been kept up to the levels that should have been. And in that regard, there's an article in El Vocero by Eric Santiago Justiano, who was the executive director of Fomento, Puerto Rico Industrial Development Company, normally known as Fomento. And he argues of the three steps, and the first one is, you know, getting energy back. We can't do anything without really good energy, which we had before. And he's pushing renewable energy, especially solar, which I believe strongly in. Unfortunately, we were de-emphasizing that. He's also talking, you know, that we have to develop as a center of holistic economy. And he mentions, you know, that for the Caribbean and the Americas. What I kind of put a little note here is should be holistic. We should be a center for education. We should have really great universities that people come and participate in our educational system, or in today with online, and our health system. We should be a center for health and of course tourism. We should continue to push. Good things have been done in that particular area. We have had really good growth in cruise ships and development of hotels and then with the, you know, Airbnb and all the short-term rentals. So things have really improved in that regard, but, you know, continue to do so. And one thing, you know, when you get economic development and manufacturing, one thing I've always frankly criticized is that different administrations pick a particular two or three industries and sort of favor them. And I've always felt that it should be really diversified and labor intensive and capital intensive and pharmaceuticals and electronics. And we should, you know, continue to the extent we can, you know, with apparel and shoes and all. Just you know, don't just help everybody at the, and don't give favoritism to particular areas. And then it says the third thing in terms of our development is continue the educational system and provide the jobs for our youth, so it continues to develop, you know, as one of our selling points, which it always has been. And of course, you know, the main thing is, I love this statement. It says, "El país ya está cansado de PowerPoints." You know, the country is always tired of PowerPoints and a lot of strategy, a lot of, you know, what we should do and all this kind of thing, and not enough execution, and all. So those two articles go hand in hand with the sad reflection of our losing Sebastián Negrón Reixart. And a little bit off on it sounds like it's not in the same area, but it is. There was a couple of good articles, interesting. We've talked about how Puerto Rican jockeys have done so well. There were seven in the Kentucky Derby, and I think three or four in the Preakness. And of course, in the Kentucky Derby, two brothers came in first and second. And there's a couple of articles in El Nuevo Día on this academy that we have to develop jockeys. And in fact, there are two articles. The second article describes that there were a couple of people that come from the States. I don't know whether these courses are in Spanish or what they do for the ones who don't speak Spanish. But, you know, one article is dated the 24th of May. And the other one is the second day. Second one was, you know, describes like a couple of persons from the States have come. So we have developed, you know, two things happen. You develop good jockeys, and you do it with good educational system specialized, you know, for the development of jockeys. And in fact, so specialized and so good that people from the States are coming to train and study here. And it's a 2-year process with the 6 months is just dealing with the horses and knowing everything, not everything, but knowing everything that has to be taken into account and making sure the horse feels good and is taken care of and all. And then you have tremendous gymnasium because it's a very athletic in terms of your requirements and your legs and your back and your arms to handle these horses, these huge horses. And these guys, they can't be more than 115 pounds. So you know, they're light, but you know, have to be extremely strong. And so I think, you know, in table tennis, like, you know, ping pong and baseball and volleyball and we could find a couple of more, but we should, you know, when we have these kinds of sports, we should then put together a whole training process, very intensive, that then creates from the young, you know, athletes and persons who then do tremendous, have tremendous success and are really good for Puerto Rico. The whole music entertainment industry is another one that Puerto Rico, you know, that has developed, I think, more organically, although the sites that we now have for concerts have made it possible also. Bad Bunny now is in Spain and going through Europe with the same amount of success. So this holistic of dealing with all different areas of an economy, and then choosing some particular in terms of sports and all some particular sports that we then really develop, you know, the athletes that can then reach world class status is really good, and in the economic world, you know, feeling good, and it's a little one of they kind of go with the two of the industries we've been talking about. One of them is in Museo de Arte de Ponce, the Ponce Art Museum. They're spending $30 million to restructure all the damage and that took place with Maria, Hurricane Maria. And it goes in an article on the 24th of May in the Nuevo Día on all the steps that they're taking. And Museo de Arte has been good in working through they've lent their works of art to different both in Puerto Rico as well as outside Puerto Rico, and they've kept us advised of their developments, and now they finally are starting the actual work to redo the structural damage that had taken place. And also in Ponce, and by coincidence, the same amount, $30 million, is being spent by the Ponce Hilton to improve their infrastructure and upgrade all their rooms, and it's owned by the Serrayes family, owners of Don Q. This resort is 34 years old, and it's good to see that kind of investment, and it's local investment, and it's, you know, pretty huge. So there's Ponce with the art museum and with the Ponce Hilton, and of course we know they're also pushing for the cruise ships, and they're starting to go there, and hopefully, you know, their airport will be more international. So that's good. So you know, in that area of economic development, which is so critical for our country. Some good news, despite the bad news. So, hopefully, I don't know what's going to happen with Fomento. Someone was saying that maybe the governor could convince Sebastián to find out what exactly happened and correct so that he feels and his team feels comfortable again. Came across Jorge Kohlberg and Jugando Pelota Dura came very strongly for that. Some others on the talk in the panel said that, given the step and the way he took it and the group did and with immediate resignations and all that, it looked like a step where there's no looking back. Fingers crossed, maybe something can be done because we're losing a person. And one of the things that he had already developed expertise in the States is dealing with the improvement of making the permit process more efficient, more effective. And he was the point leader in terms of the new permit reforms. It was a little controversial. He wants to bring it all into the Fomento and the Economic Development Administration. And there's some lot of pushback by others. I imagine the kind of pushback he's had from different people in legislature and other agencies in the government, maybe part of the reason why he's a little bit frustrated. This is just my personal, and no, I haven't heard anybody say this, but this is just my personal conjecture as to just one of. I'm sure there are. I'm pretty sure it's just not one single thing that happened. Also, I'm sure there was something that happened very critically, but I'm sure there was other things in the works that had him a little frustrated. So, let's see. Fingers crossed. See if we can do something there and that somebody else steps to the plate. It's tough to go into public service, and it's getting tougher. And let's see what happened. My reflections on this is partly positive and partly negative. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the $30 million, and by coincidence, by Museo de Ponce and $30 million, the Hilton. Well, by coincidence, a couple of people who turned 82 and two different worlds, another one's turning 80. So we'll talk about these three people that by coincidence are around the age that I am of 82 and where they stand. So we've run out of time in the second segment. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections. We'll be back right back after the pause.